At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Celtics-Knicks Game 2 Eastern Conference semifinals tonight at the Garden, and Mego is here to talk all about it. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing well. How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Which camp are you in? This is an incredible Celtics team, and they are the defending champs, and that was an anomaly, or you find yourself a little bit concerned after the result on Monday night?
I mean, I think you should be a little concerned when you go down 0-1 against the Knicks, who I think are an inferior team to the Celtics talent-wise, but I'd be more in the former. I think it's more of an anomaly. If you look at them statistically, I know everybody is focused on the three-point attempts. Mm-hmm. If you compare that to the season opener, when they attempted 61 three-point attempts and tied for the most three-pointers made in an NBA regular season game, it just goes to show you, like we say, live and die by the three-pointer. Sometimes you're going to die by it just because it's not going in.
But even if they're good looks and they're not falling, why not adjust?
I agree. I think Jaylen Brown, Courtney, did an excellent job addressing this. Your guy. After the game saying, like, we got to go back and review the film and we're going to watch tape and everything, but wouldn't have hurt to mix in a easy bucket inside here or there just to keep the momentum going in their direction when it was so apparent that the Knicks were swinging it the other way.
But we talked a lot about this yesterday. What is preventing Jaylen Brown from doing that very thing?
You mean from the way that he usually takes it, like running downhill to the hoop? I don't know. I think, like, my personal opinion watching that game was the Celtics were moved so much off the three-point line by the Orlando Magic's defense. I wrote this in my column. It's kind of like when if you have, like, Courtney, like an almond mom or, like, a health nut parent, and then you go to a sleepover as a kid and you get into a sleeve of Oreos and you're like, oh, my God, like, I haven't gotten to shoot the three-pointer. It really in five games, and all of a sudden they left them open. 56 of those 63 point attempts were open shots. Like they had at least 4 feet between them and the defender on average. So I think they just saw those and go, well, they're going to let us shoot these. Let's shoot them. And obviously there should have been more of an adjustment, in my opinion, in that second half.
See, the thing I felt the same way, but when I did my lead this morning and find out that the majority of the guys on that team, they shoot more than 50% of their shots are three-pointers, you know, and then you got guys like Pritchard and Derek White that are up in the 70s. That's what they do. Like, I mean, that's what it's like. They don't know any other way other than to play basketball than shooting threes. And I think they fall back into, well, I don't really go to the hoop, so if I'm getting an open look, why would I pass that up?
Well, I don't know. I think that there's, like, they can always fall back on some of their pick and roll game that's been really effective through most of the regular season. I also think, like, we are very focused on the three-pointers, and that's fair. And that's the onus that they put on themselves by making that their identity these last couple of years. At the same time, there were other factors going on in that game. Like, you have Kristaps Porzingis, who disappears in the second quarter and is dealing with some kind of illness. You have Luke Kornet picking up five fouls at the beginning of the fourth quarter, so he has to sit. And then you have Al Horford, basically the only functional available big at that point in a very important part of the game. So there's different stuff that was going on. I don't think they're a completely one-dimensional team with the three-pointer. I think that it was just kind of like a Murphy's Law in that second half in a lot of ways.
When it comes to Porzingis, is this the same illness? Is this a different illness? Is this being out and enjoying the city of Boston, as some are suggesting? Like, what?
Who's suggesting that?
I don't know. I don't listen to what people say.
Oh. They're hot goss?
You know how people go. They send in report eyewitness accounts of whatever. But okay. Is this tied to the same thing he dealt with throughout the season?
So yesterday, Joe Mazzulla said that he continues or has continued to deal with something that kept him out several games in March and April.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I don't know. Okay. Because I would guess you guys had the same read during the game. He came out at halftime and he was shooting and he was clearly trying to get warm, moving around fine. And then he disappeared again. And so I thought, well, maybe that's a stomach thing. Maybe he had a 24-hour bug. But then yesterday, first Joe Mazzulla's asked, like, I was there. He's asked, was this connected to the bronchial illness that he had, the respiratory illness a couple weeks ago? And he's like, I have no idea. And then later on in the press availability, he said, well, he's been dealing with something. So I don't know if it's necessarily connected. If it is, that's much more concerning than having a 24-hour bug or, you know, being out in the streets like Wiggy getting after it.
I think it's more the 24-hour bug. And the reason why is because in the first series, there was no issue, right? If this is something that had been bothering him.
He didn't shoot well.
No. I'm not saying he played well, but he made it through the games. Like, I remember the point in time where he points at the bench, like as he's running up court, and he's like, you know, like, hey, I need a blow or something like that. I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's just tired. And this was in the second quarter, and then you didn't see him. If there was an issue, we might have saw that in the first series where he wasn't, you know, playing the whole game.
This is how the regular season kind of played out with him. Like, with this viral issue that he dealt with, it was like he was in some games, out others, and it was this constant illness. And with situation, like, there are some things you can't just deal with medicine. And I'm the opposite. I think that it would be better with this than a 24-hour bug, because you're around all those other guys. Who knows if somebody else gets something, and then you have a whole team dealing with a bug. So
Why didn't it affect him in the first series if it was something that he'd been dealing with, right? Wouldn't it have still affected him where he might have missed the game or he left the game early, which he didn't? That's the only thing that I can say, okay, well, maybe it's just a one-off because he didn't play well, but at least he was there for every minute.
Yeah. Never trust the fart.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
True words have never been said.
That's what they say. Yeah. What about this argument that Joe Mazzulla was trying to run up the score and it backfired?
Why? Because they were up 20 and then they kept shooting threes?
Yes.
Again, I think it's what they were being given. And I do think that my opinion is there's a side of it where they were so thrilled to be given the opportunity to shoot threes and win the way that they wanted to win. I don't think that's running up the score. I think that's probably just maybe playing a little analytically and saying, this is what they're giving us. This is the more valuable shot. And so 19 out of 20 attempts in the third quarter, field goal attempts being three-pointers, is too extreme for my personal taste, okay? Right. Like, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I don't think that's, like, becomes a running up the score thing.
Is that a Joe Mazzulla issue, though? That it all stems from the top, and we know Joe Mazzulla likes threes. That's his game. Is that a Mazzulla issue?
I think part of me just at this point, like, has a trouble condemning that approach because it got them the championship last year, because it continues to bring them success. And right. like I said,
screwed them 2 years ago, though.
Same approach on opening night. And we're all praising like, right. wow, nobody can hang with the Celtics. Mm-hmm. It's just one of these things where sometimes it goes your way and sometimes it doesn't. I do think that Chris Forsberg from NBC Sports Boston had an interesting point in a column that he wrote yesterday about how many of those jumpers, how many of those threes were pull-up jumpers mm-hmm. rather than the catch-and-shoot variety. So there's also, like, there's a difference between the different three-point looks that you get. We all know, like, certain angles are easier for most guys than others. But when it's just like, okay, now it's my turn to pull up and go and your turn to pull up and go. And, you know, it's almost like the ball gets this certain amount of stickiness.
Right.
And you lose some of that flow of everybody getting a touch. That's a different kind of three-point attempt than catch and shoot.
It's one thing to have the hockey pass that leads to the guy who's in the corner, wide open for a three-point look, versus whether it's Tatum or Brown, as soon as you come out of the third quarter, off the dribble, pull up three-pointer. Because and
also the contested follow-away three to me is, and there are times where they have the ball under the net, basically, and they're shooting it out for a three as opposed to getting fouled on a layup. It's like basic, but it's probably old man to say it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I don't think it's old man, and I also think the other point with that, Greg, is like they are waiting a little long, and this is something they've been guilty of at times, to get into their action in the shot clock. Like, we don't need to see it brought up to the top of the key and
dribble
look
the
around,
life out of the ball.
Pass to somebody, but you get it back, you dribble around. Like, you're letting them get into whatever set that you guys want to run. Like, you're letting the Knicks basically set up and wait.
But also, you could say that they were waiting, they were not waiting long enough as the third and fourth quarter went on in game one, because they were shooting the ball with more than 10, 12 seconds on the shot clock when you're up late in the game.
I think in some ways that there's a balance between, like, if you're shooting right away, trying to get the 2-for-1 opportunity.
Right.
And then waiting to get
but
into your action,
that's
having
at
a lack
the end
of
the
urgency.
Game. That's right. At the Curtis is right. You know, early in, you know, that third quarter, the first possession out, it, you know, wasn't even, you know, 15 seconds into the 24 clock, and Jaylen Brown's hawking up a three. And then it's like, you'll see that. You'll see Tatum come down and just pull up rather than, you know, try to take as much time off the clock when you have that big lead to then say, okay, if we are going to put up the three. But then, no. Like, all right, they're not falling. They're starting to cut into it because they started to go on like a 7-0 run, a 9-0 run. It's like, all right, maybe we should try to take them off their rhythm a little bit, get some easier looks, maybe get to the foul line and break up some
of
that
run. Yeah, they only got to the line 6 times in the second half. Like, that's kind of unacceptable, especially when New York doubled that on the other side.
Well, that's what happens when you shoot 19 yeah. or 20 right. of your field goals right. from 3-point land.
Yeah. I, none of us, I think, agree with Perk that this is a must-win game this evening. but how important is it for Jason Tatum, who is oftentimes looking for respect from everybody else? How important is it that this game tonight is that he is leading the charge here?
You know, I don't know if individually, like, I would look at it that way. I understand we all want Tatum to have this run of, or if you're a Tatum fan, you want him to get the finals MVP. You want him to be talked about in the same way that Jokic and SGA and even somebody like Anthony Edwards in that last first round game for the Wolves are talked about. Like, I get that. I just think right now you're down a game in this series. You gave up a game at home. I would guess that for like Tatum, it's not about individual glory or being the guy who puts the team on his back. It's about, like, you got to tie this up before you go right. out to New York and try to take.
But
he
is the guy that we would expect to be putting the team on his back. That's what he wants us to expect from him, I think.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, if somebody else, like, if it's a night where Derek White has better looks and is able to put up 30 and Tatum puts up 24. Yeah. I don't think Tatum's looking at that as a failure of a night if they win.
No, I think for fans, it's more of, we just want to see you at the end of games make that last shot. Like last night's game, the Pacers game, Tyrese Haliburton doesn't play well the whole game. You know, he's not having a great night, but what everybody remembers is the game winner at the end of the game.
What moronic fans to say that he was he's overrated, chanting that he was overrated during that. Like, you look like buffoons.
Right, but that's what people remember. They don't like, even with the, when we talked about this in the Celtics first game, you don't really see Jalen Brunson not really playing well in the first half. But once he makes play, and that's why
he's Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, and that's why he's considered
that. He could have won that game for them.
Right, but he then, in overtime, he makes some shots, or they are able to make some shots and win that game. So they look at it, like, if Jason Tatum hits that pull-up jumper three with 5 seconds to go, then we're like, look at Jason Tatum, right? We all, and that's where I think he has to, well, not he has to, but people want to see more than anything.
Definitely. Yeah. I think, look, the clutch shots are obviously the most exciting, and we've had a ton of those opportunities so far in the NBA playoffs, which, I don't know, Curtis, I got to ask you, because I feel like you maybe, I might be reading this wrong, maybe you don't enjoy all of the NBA games as much as I do. Are you as high on the NBA playoffs as I am? I feel like they are much more exciting this year to fans than they have been in years past for the early rounds.
I think it's been the best product I've seen. Like, I've watched more non-Celtic games this postseason than the last three combined. I thought that the Knicks-Detroit series was excellent. I think it's been unbelievable. They've let them play in clutch moments. It seems
makes
much
me
more,
so happy.
But hasn't it been much more physical? It's been great.
That game last night, Wiggy and I were talking about that game. That was a great game to watch last night.
And the ratings are up. They're up, I think, 10% at this point. And the product is awesome. It's been so great. And it's been good because I really thought, I don't know about you, Mago, but when the Celtics had that 20-point lead and they really weren't playing well, I was like, this is going to be the most boring series of all time. And now, I don't think they lose the series, but it's much more interesting today than it was, 48 hours ago.
And maybe it's a wake-up call for them. Maybe it's like, we can't take the Knicks lightly, and they got enough talent where if we take them lightly and our shots are not falling, that they can, steal a game. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did.
All right. You still like the Celtics in this?
I do. I like them in five. That's where I was even before the loss. I thought, honestly, if I had mapped out the way this series went, I would have thought that the loss would come tonight, because sometimes we see that game two at home, little lagginess, but they're going to have to fight for it tonight, and we'll see. Kristaps Porzingis is probable. So, again, you hope that it's a 24-hour bug or something, not super long related to what he went through before, Hey, Drew Holiday looked awesome in game one. Yes. So you got that. Figured out.
Yes. You'll know tonight what Derek White looks like. If they're hitting shots from three-point land early, you'll be like, all right, it could be a good night for them.
Yes. All right, Mago, thank you. We will talk to you again next week.
I'll see you guys next
week. Okay, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox lose at home last night, 6-1 the final. Lucas Giolito went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 10 hits while striking out 2. They've got another one with the Rangers tonight, 6:45 first pitch with Tanner Houck taking the mound. Lenny DiNardo will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics have game two tonight at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7 with the Knicks. Kristaps Porzingis, like Mego said, is listed as probable, while Sam Hauser is doubtful.
An idea for Will Fleming tonight? Call Lenny DiNardo LD in honor of Curb.
Arriba, arriba.
That's what I want to say.
As for the NBA playoff games last night, the Warriors go up a game on the Timberwolves after taking game one 99-88. In the win, they did lose Steph Curry, who will undergo an MRI today on a strained left hamstring. He is not expected for game two. And the Pacers now have two games heading to Indiana after a 120-119 win in game two. Important to note, Cavs are without DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland. As for the NHL playoff games last night, the Oilers take game one against the Golden Knights, and the Hurricanes take it in overtime over the Capitals to go up one game in their series. Some NFL breaking news this morning. It's now official. The Cowboys say they have agreed to terms to acquire wide receiver George Pickens and a 2026 sixth-round pick from the Steelers in exchange for a 2026 third-round pick and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
Elliot Wolf had the phone on Do Not Disturb, or what was no notifications right, or whatever right, yesterday, Curtis?
Silence.
I mean, what are you doing?
And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, Brian Scalabrini and Dave Portnoy. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Good news, Greg. Sunset 7:50 tonight. Summer's coming whether we like it or not, or whether the weather cooperates or not. 60 degrees right now, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 70.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, half an hour away. Text for you, Coach, on the Subaru of New England text line. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. No thank you on Pickens, Wiggy. T with a capital T, or trouble with a capital T is what they say.
He had some immaturity issues in Pittsburgh, you know, getting into a fight on the field with a player from the other team. There's things where Mike Tomlin said he had to grow up a little bit. I get it. He's 24 years old. He's immature at times, and I think a lot of the frustration comes from, you know, he wants to be the guy. But if they trade for him today, he's the best receiver in the room, hands down. It's not even close. So if you
better than a completely healthy Steph Diggs,
better than a completely healthy Steph Diggs. Steph Diggs at 31 years old, where George Pickens is 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and when you look at certain guys like that, it's really about, all right, maybe he just needs a change of scenery, and Vrabel's able to kind of reel him in.
What's the downside? What's the downside if they make that trade?
781 text downside is a young quarterback like Drake May.
Yeah, if he's what you think he is, then he can handle it. If he can't handle Pickens, then he's not what you thought. Like, it's pretty simple.
Right. Yeah.
If you can't handle a guy that wants the ball, then you're not going to find many talented receivers.
Right, and it's going to be hard for you to be successful in this league as a quarterback if you can't deal with that type of stuff. Like, I mean, you've been playing quarterback your whole life. You probably dealt with receivers who
Tons.
Are kind of pains in the asses. If that's a question that you have to have for a quarterback like Drake May, then you don't have a quarterback, because that's going to be something that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I feel like if they were to be able to trade a third round pick for Pickens, this offseason is an A+.
I agree.
617 text, he's a head case. Can you still say that? And you're going to put him with Diggs, who is crazier.
Yeah.
Why is he a head case, though? Whether it was asking for more targets, and then the other thing that I think Tomlin had to speak to him about was like he wouldn't do something because he feared he would get an injury during the game.
Because he had like a unsportsmanlike conduct for fighting with a guy or, you know, like doing like a celebration in
but
front of him.
But plenty of guys do that, and they're not called head cases.
Right.
But tell me great receivers who
that aren't.
Right. Like... As someone that is a head case himself, like, I take it personally. And you are not in a position where the best available players want to come to where you were. That just is over. So this is what you do. You take a risk, and it's a great risk to take a third rounder?
Yeah.
Like, so you'd rather have Pop Douglas and Javon Baker? Like,
versus a guy who's a proven commodity in the NFL, who when he had his best year in 2023, averaged 18 yards a catch.
Maybe they weren't going to trade him in the conference.
I don't know. If you give the, do you think if Pittsburgh doesn't think he's great and they want to move on from him, don't they just take the best deal? I mean, you see guys get traded in the conferences all the time. So I don't really kind of look at that as an issue. I just think it's, you know, it comes down to. This organization and why wasn't Mike Vrabel and can't really blame Elliott Wolf, right? Because don't we think Vrabel's the guy?
But is Mike Vrabel reluctant to deal with a guy like that might be an issue behavior wise?
But then he dealt with AJ Brown, and some people say
he did, and he loves AJ Brown, and AJ Brown loves
just got engaged, by the way.
AJ Brown,
yeah, he did.
Yeah, it was like a whole.
Didn't he have John Legend perform?
Yeah, he did have him perform.
Really?
Yeah, it was a whole big thing. Yeah.
John Legend performed at the engagement?
Yeah well, that's what
What's
happened.
What's that cost?
Ooh, probably $100.
Yeah. When you're a Super Bowl champ.
Who do you think Bezos is going to have at his wedding? I heard he's trying to get Elton John and Gaga to perform together at his wedding.
Bezos! I
think he can have whoever he wants. Yeah. If he wants Elton John and Lady Gaga performing in bikinis, both of them, guess what? For the right price,
he'll get it.
He will get it.
I heard he's invited Ted Williams' frozen head. Did you see that?
I mean, because where's his wedding? Didn't they like shut down
Capri.
Like half like a coast of
is
Italy?
It Capri?
Is it? I don't know if
or
it's
Lake
Capri.
Como.
It's in Italy.
Lake Como is unbelievable.
No, I think it's where they have the canal boats.
Venice?
I think it's Venice because I think they
the gondolas.
They rented all of them or something, and the locals were pissed.
Yeah, they were all mad because he shut down like half the coast. He's like, all right, everybody beat it. I mean, when you're Bezos and you
when is that wedding supposed to happen?
June.
All right.
When you got that type of bread.
I can't wait.
Man, you're going to have anybody you want at the wedding.
Well, that's what you wanted. Like, you once said on the show that you wanted to be rich so you could have Denzel Washington juggle for you or
just
something?
Just recite movie lines for me.
Okay, yes, that's right.
That's it. Denzel, stand in front of the TV and recite movie lines for me.
That is such a weird thing to want.
That's the type of...
So you know, crazy.
That's what I want. I want to say, all right, Denzel.
Just watch the movie.
No. It's not the same. I want you to do the Malcolm X, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Go.
While you have the sound turned down on the film, but
Bingo.
It's playing in the background on
Bingo.
The huge TV.
Now go get me a cup of juice. When you come back, I want you to do Alonzo from Training Day.
What in the world?
I mean, wouldn't you want Denzel to do movie lines in your living room?
I'd want to like have dinner with Denzel.
I want to ask him the tea.
Pay him to narrate your life.
Let me tell you, I had him do it for me one time, and it's the greatest thing ever. When he actually does it, that's what you want. I would pay Al Pacino any amount of money to do Scarface lines.
Okay.
Right in my living room.
If you were wealthy.
Because you never
if
see
If you
him.
Were an oligarch.
Yeah. Don't you? When you watch like people do interviews, isn't it cool when they start to recite some of the stuff?
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You got us on that. All right. let's get to Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
I've been inspired by Cora's management style, so that's it. I'm not going to ask my wife for sex anymore. I'm going to wait until she volunteers. So, Greg, if you have any tips on that sourdough starter, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd ask the guy at least.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Hey, Ralphie, as you would say, would you mind? Filling in over there for a little bit.
Maybe he doesn't
want double duty.
Maybe he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to put him in a position where it might affect him mentally.
I want to mock the very best.
no one ever has. To pick them is my true test. All before the draft, I watch them from across the land, searching far and wide. Bum, bum, bum. Each college kid to understand and place them all in line. It's my draft time. Which one do I choose? There ain't no way I will lose. Well, he picks him, but I pick you. Mark Grabsham. Gotta drop them all. Gotta drop them all. Gotta drop them all.
Is that like a Pokemon theme?
I think it's
yeah,
a Pokemon.
But he redid it as Mock Draft Shine.
Wow.
I don't know why I love it so much, but the Conclave Mock.
The Papal Mock.
May be the best lead of all time on this show.
Thank you.
It's been underappreciated by many.
Right? Yeah, I got to tell you, it's one of my finer pieces of work, right?
Pizza Bolo, that's our guy, right?
Pizza Bala, yeah.
I'm betting on the guy from the Congo. That's where the most money is. Because he would be the first black pope in modern history.
Really? Mm.
So he must be a massive underdog. I'm talking like 100,000 to one.
There's actually a different black pope, Wiggy, that has better odds. But I didn't have okay. Rutterbach. I don't believe that he's going to be elected. So I kept him out of the top 10. Right. He'd be like 14.
Didn't he skip pro... Papal Pro Day or whatever.
Yeah, he skipped the press conference. Yeah. So,
hopefully they all skip the Wunderlich.
Courtney, let me put this in terms that even you will understand. You are not Gretchen Wieners. Stop trying to make forward happen. It's not going to happen. And just because it's Wednesday doesn't mean you have to wear pink.
I like the Mean Girls references.
Oh, is that what Gretchen Wieners
But no,
is?
I think... Like, people say fashion forward all
the
time.
Right.
I'm not, I certainly did not come up with saying something as blank forward.
No, that was a caller to the show, I think, right?
I know, I said it on the show, but like, that's not, people say it all the time.
You said it about
the ranch.
Oh, yeah, no, the ranch.
The food. The ranch. It was dill forward.
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell is dill forward?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Greg's a dilf. Yeah.
But if that bothers you, I will stop saying it. I'll just use it in my everyday.
I had never heard.
Vernacular.
I was like, what is dill forward? And then you explain the whole thing.
Right.
And you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scheim is gherkin forward.
He doesn't love a good gherkin.
Yes, fun fact. I have met Bishop Sean O'Malley before as well, and he gave me some advice. He said, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one and only Scheimeth shall always stink.
That was a strange part of the Conclave Mock.
Yeah.
Was the reference to meeting Bishop Sean O'Malley.
I think that's the only reason why you put him on the list.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
Sorry.
Yeah, I met him on my way to a service trip when I was in high school.
You know, it's actually funny. He told the Roman press when he was entering that he had met Scheim.
And Curtis met him on an aeroplane.
After Ken's dad died.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a good sign that he was going to heaven.
Yeah.
Did he self-identify or did you know who he was?
No. I said to my colleagues at the time that we're screwed because if the plane goes down, it's going to be that Sean O'Malley died.
Was he in his, like, garb?
Yes, full garb.
Wow.
What's the role of the Pope?
He runs the whole outfit over there for
the whole Catholic Church across the world.
Right. So 2 billion people that are Catholics use the Pope as the leader of their religious faith.
So he just runs the churches like, hey, we need a.
No, yep.
Well, he doesn't like stack the Keurigs.
Right.
No,
he makes the rules. You know,
right.
Tries to update them every. They try to update the rules there every 1,000 years.
Right.
Is that what they try to do?
Yeah,
they're really trying to get some reform done. Actually, right?
Well, the last pope was very like modern.
Right.
Define that.
Well, I think that.
I mean, are people still allowed to have sex if they're not married?
I don't believe
okay.
But.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Does anybody follow that rule in the Catholic Church?
Some people do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Aren't you only supposed to have sex if you're having a child?
It's that some people believe that. Okay. When I took my pre-cana,
isn't that like the thing?
When I took my pre-cana.
So you're a Catholic.
Yes, I'm explaining to you.
You went to Catholic school.
My whole life.
Right.
Same.
And my pre-cana, they said that I shouldn't be on birth control, and I, you know, only have sex to
procreate.
It was procreate, but then it was also like, you know, bow down to your husband. I didn't agree with almost 100%
of the
pre-cana.
You don't agree with the Bible.
The pre-cana was wild.
Buenos dias. This is a Monsignor Mario Gresh, currently in the running to be the next Pope. I just wanted to call today. Currently 6:50 a.m., 48 degrees. In the name of the Padre, Filio, Espiritu Santo. Amen, child.
Yeah. One of the guys in the mock, his name is Gresh.
Yeah, Mario Gresh.
Mario Gresh. You had him going at 5, I think.
Right. No, Mario Gresh, I had towards the bottom. He was, okay. I think he was like 8 or 9.
Is that that's not the Swedish guy, right?
No. The Swedish guy, I had number 3. That'd be Anders Arborealis.
Are the favorites an Irish guy or an Italian guy? Because I feel like the majority...
The favorite was an Italian guy.
The majority of popes are either Irish or
you
Italian.
Do you know how we know when there is a new pope?
Yes. Chosen. The smoke comes out of one of the buildings over there.
It's like how we know when you're here for
that's
work.
It. Blaze it up. What's that smoke down there?
And just so we know, there's never been an Irish pope. So.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
So
I would... That is...
You just said most of them have been. I just felt.
No, I mean, that is crazy because I think I thought that were like there was a lot of Irish Catholics.
There are a lot of Irish Catholics.
I would think
what about a female pope?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that you can't be pope if you're a woman, according to the laws that they have.
Oh. You can't be a cardinal if you're a woman. You can't be a priest if you're a woman.
That is a very.
You can be a cook.
Curtis, that is an unbelievable stat that you just pulled out of that.
Thank you.
Because I would have thought that there were at least a lot of Irish popes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there you go. I mean, Shime knew.
Shime, you knew that?
Of course. He's watched all the film.
Wow. Yeah, I've been grinding tape, man.
Do you think Rory should throw in an application? He's kind of on a run.
All right.
Yes. I was wondering when we were going to get Shime's mock draft of Pokemon cards. Mom, don't talk to me when I'm leaving a Hill Note.
You can see the Conclave mock
on
our social media, I'm guessing.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. Mitch has it up on Twitter and on Instagram.
Right. And can one wager on it on the site?
So I have found odds. I don't know if any books are actually taking action on it, though, is the issue.
Yeah. Because it seems like a lot of people are interested. How many Catholics did you say there are?
I couldn't even tell you.
Around the world?
Billions.
2 billion.
Really?
Yep.
It's a lot.
So they would probably want to wager on it.
I would think so.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
So, Curtis, you bashing me yesterday about my Belichick lead that he's just screwing with the media. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. Remember, pal, I own your head. I don't just rent space in your head. Now to your Red Sox take. Devers 100% needs to stay at DH. Smart move by Cora. And just so you know, they're 18-19 currently, 2.5 back in the division. And you know what, Curtis? Back in 2013, they were 19-18 at this point, and they ended up winning the World Series. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Numbnuts!
Good Taylor Swift song, though.
Bad blood, right? There you go.
Anybody else think that Bill Belichick is doing this to pull the wool over our eyes?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, that's great.
I don't think he knows
where he is.
What's going
or what he ate for dinner.
Come on, now he knows where he is.
I don't think he's senile.
He has that smile I've seen many times.
He's no Joe Biden. He knows what's going on. He's not like Bill, you had chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
I think he's figuring it out too late. Like, he accidentally met the greatest check chaser of all time, and he doesn't have any idea.
Right. Not Sean Thornton.
I don't know about that. I don't know if she's in it for the money. I don't think.
What?
Are you on drugs?
I might be.
What do you think she's
saying?
She's not in it for the money?
She's sexually attracted to him?
What I've read, what I've seen, what I've heard is that she was done with young guys, and so she jumped to a 64-year-old, and now she's with a 70-year-old.
I bet she's a big military history buff.
Right. So it seemed like
if she goes much older next time, they're not going to have a lot of time together.
Right.
Like, who's next, Smokey Robinson?
This could be it for her. This could be the real love.
Come on up to smoke now.
So you think it has nothing to do with a Porsche or a Bentley, allegedly?
I think that she enjoys the power that comes along with it.
And the perks.
But it's what I read. She had a real estate portfolio before. Yes, it was only $2 million, not $9 million, but
That's impressive. You think the other old guy had anything to do with the part of that portfolio?
I don't know.
It's impressive. She knows her real estate.
Yeah.
Is she going? Does she have a good chance of? We need a mock on Miss Maine.
Well, so I was on the website yesterday.
For this weekend.
Yes.
And there is, it is open for voting, like a fan vote, if you will.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, but there are some that have like almost 1,000 fan votes, and she's stuck at like four.
Four votes?
It's a dollar a vote.
She only has four votes?
For the fan vote.
Right. That's Bill, Berge, Lombardi. Who else?
You Freddie Kitchens.
Matty P. You would Matty think P. the fan voting
Jay Harmon from Cisco
would be big.
Like, who else is well, she I only mean, has four votes?
Well, it's a dollar a vote. Thing. You have a five vote minimum. Let me just
so somebody paid for votes and didn't give them all
five,
to her?
She has five votes right now. I just checked.
Don't buy the thing for her.
Well, maybe she doesn't want that.
You would... Based on Bill and what he's done for this region, you would think that she'd have more fan votes than that.
But there's like Miss Greenville has 995 votes.
Who's she dating?
Bears.
Nobody you know.
Well, because Jordan also has like a big social media presence now, so I'm surprised she's not using that more. Another girl, Miss Penobscot.
Penobscot.
Oh, come on. That's not like a well-known place, right? Well, she has 903 votes.
Oh, I thought that was her last name.
No, it's a place.
Penobscot?
Yeah.
This is Ed from Maine. Sorry, Shine. I know we got to get to break. Ed, what's up?
I'm sorry, Courtney, I try to support you every chance I can.
Thank you, Ed.
I love you. I think you're a great, great part of the show. You're way offline on this. I mean, if she was chasing a 72-year-old dumpster guy, you know, that knew a lot about history. But I think money has a little bit to do with this one.
I think power, I think it's more power than money. The money is a nice perk. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure she's loving it. But at the same time, like.
Courtney, clearly you didn't see Scarface.
Right.
First,
no,
you get the money,
then,
you get the power.
Mm. Then you get the women.
Yes, and she's got mad power. Right. Shut Bill down quick.
All right, Hill Notes brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Do we have time for a crossover? We do. Rich is here.
Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How's it going?
What's up?
Not much. You know, just talking some hoops today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad baseball team.
Big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as Kendrick Perkins. I don't think it's a must win.
Not a must
win.
No,
not
okay.
a must win.
All right.
But a big game.
Yeah.
Is Wiggy feeling better about the Celtics at all? I know yesterday was pretty hot and bothered. You want to blow the whole team up.
Well, no, I didn't want to blow the whole team up.
Yes, you did.
You literally said blow this thing
up. You said to me and Rich and Jones for 10 minutes until they had to go on the air and you were still talking.
What notes are you getting? That
I'm getting my notes.
He's getting his notes. You want to blow. If they don't win, you want to blow the whole thing up.
No, what I want is a team that maybe everybody who's on the court isn't shooting 50% of their shots and not 3 points.
Well, isn't that an issue with the guy you call the greatest coach currently in the NBA and maybe in history?
Mm. No, because the team is built by Brad Stevens in front office.
Okay. Definitely not Joe's philosophy. Joe doesn't love threes.
No. Well, he does love threes.
It's his favorite thing.
But that's why I was like...
You also love threes.
I mean, who doesn't? Greg, let's be honest. You've had many of opportunities for 4-point plays. So I'm just trying to get to your status.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm trying to get to the 4-point status. Yes. But I think when you look at Jalen,
we're gonna end it there. We're not gonna do much better than that.
When Jalen Brown is at 32% of the shots he takes, I like that. I would love to see Tatum more around that. I'll give you P. Pritch because he's maybe a specialist.
Sure.
That's what he does. But I feel like they have too many of those guys, and then, you know, they rely to just doing what they know doing.
All right, so Celtics, what else?
Celtics, I liked Shime's Pope big board.
The Conclave Mock.
The Conclave Mock.
Are you getting in on that?
Very good. No, that's, I don't know anything about it. I saw the film Conclave. That's about where my expertise ends.
Okay.
That was very good.
Okay. Is that starring Ray Fiennes, right?
Yeah, Ray Fiennes.
He would have been on your list.
Yeah, it was an Academy Award nominated film.
When it comes to the Pope... in film, who has been the best? Because multiple people have played them.
Probably, was it Anthony Hopkins in The Pope's Exorcist?
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, that was bad.
What about Mike Francesa?
Who's the actor from the 70s, 60s? Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck?
A great pope.
Yeah.
One of the all-time great popes.
Yeah. Did Russell Crowe play a pope?
Yes. Yes, okay.
What film was that?
No, maybe that was like back to back.
Yeah, there was that film where there was the two popes like 5 or 6 years ago. Was that the name of that
movie? I remember that
the
one.
Yeah, The Pope's Exorcist is Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's Russell Crowe?
Yep.
Yeah. And the two popes, I remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for Sam Jackson to be the pope.
He'd be a good pope.
I would love to see him.
Amen.
He'd be a great pope.
I guarantee
you. Is he in the running?
Or is he a baptized Catholic man?
No, like in a movie. Like,
oh, okay.
But I know what? If Sam Jackson is playing the pope or
snakes on a plate,
any black actors playing the pope, world's coming.
I'm telling you, if Disney was still Disney like they used to be, they would make a like teen Pope movie, like how some kid just randomly became the Pope.
Oh, like Henry Rowan Gardner?
Yeah, exactly.
Wiggy did tell me he's going to be pissed if the guy from the Congo slips to the fifth round. Like that's going to be a real issue for him.
Mel Kiper's going to do an emergency pod.
I need to know who the dad is of the guy from the Congo. Is he like a former like all-time pope, now he might slide down.
Oh, does he have pope in the family?
Legacy. Yes, a legacy pope.
Right.
All right. Conclave underway, but more importantly, underway momentarily, it is Jones and Keefe. We are back tomorrow morning. So thank you so much for being here on tomorrow's show, the Red Sox Front Office Report with Craig Breslow. That is tomorrow morning. Go Celtics.
Go Seas.
Go Celtics. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6. Now the time has come
for leaving. Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.